After a week of discussion and input from staff and industry and the public, the Commission decided to reduce the Southeast catch limit from just over 8.5 million pounds to 6.21 million. That's a cut of about 27%. It will have a substantial impact on the commercial fleet, and that's on top of a 20% cut last year. While industry representatives are not happy about the cut to the quota, they are willing to support the science behind it. Kathy Hansen is director of the Southeast Alaska Fishermen's Alliance.
The 27% cut will definitely be economically painful to the commercial industry, but if it's what's necessary in order to have a healthy resource in the future, it's something that we're willing to bear with for the moment in the hopes that the increasing good year classes that IPHC believes is coming up will help bring our quota up in the future, but that you need to follow the science and the biology that's provided by staff.
Hansen says the IPHC has managed Pacific halibut stocks sustainably for 100 years, and she says you can't undercut the science. The IPHC's staff of scientists is directed by Bruce Lehman, who says the commission and its advisory bodies had some pretty tough decisions in front of them this year. The large cut to the Southeast quota comes from a shift to a coast-wide rather than area-by-area stock assessment.
We previously used to think that each area could be treated as an independent unit, but the results of some of our tagging programs over the last several years have indicated that fish are actually moving more than we thought they were. And this means that we have to do a coastwide assessment and then figure out a way to partition that coastwide number into regulatory areas. And so we used the IPHC survey data as a common standard for trying to apportion that biomass. And that was a very controversial discussion we had at the commission meetings this year. It was a very animated discussion.
As a result, Lehman says the commission did adopt most of the staff's recommendations, but they also directed staff to hold a workshop on the apportionment issue with industry in early fall. The change in the commission's stock assessments for this year will also have a major impact on the halibut charter industry in Southeast Alaska. This year's assessment triggers a drop in the industry's guideline harvest level for the region's charter fleet. That drop in the GHL could result in a cut in the charter client bag limit from 2 fish a day to 1. The commission declined to act on a charter fleet proposal that could have led to less of a cut to the industry's GHL in Southeast. Lehman says that was out of the commission's hands.
And the commission can't really do anything to change what those GHL levels are. There was a lot of discussion around this, but this really is going back before National Marine Fisheries Service and the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council, which in the commission's view is certainly where the discussion belongs.
The North Pacific Council approved a measure last year recommending a suite of restrictions to limit the charter catch, which has exceeded its GHL in each of the past 4 years. Those restrictions depend on whether the GHL remains the same or drops. This year it has dropped to the point that triggers the more severe restriction of the one fish bag limit. However, the National Marine Fisheries Service and the Secretary of Commerce have not yet finalized those regulations. They're currently out as a proposed rule for public review and a comment period that wraps up on the 30th of this month. Charter operators who oppose the one fish limit say it will result in fewer people coming to Southeast Alaska to fish halibut. Earl Comstock, a consultant to the charter industry, says it will have a major economic impact.
You know, most of these operators depend on sort of that last 10% or 20% of their clients to make their figures work. In other words, they have very high fixed costs of operating their vessels and their lodges, and if there is a, you know, say 10% reduction in their clients, that can make or break some of these operators. And if it's, you know, larger than that, it could make or break a lot of operators. And then I think the economic ripple effect throughout Southeast will be quite large.
While the IPHC went with the drop in the Southeast harvest target, the commission did depart from staff recommendations for British Columbia and Pacific Northwest catches. British Columbia's catch will drop by about 21.5% instead of almost 30%. The Pacific Northwest will see a cut of about 9% instead of just over 25%. The IPHC stuck with staff-recommended catches for other areas, including the Central Gulf Area 3A, with a catch of about 24.2 million pounds. That's about 2 million less than last year. In the Western Gulf Area 3B, the catch will be nearly 11 million pounds, which is up by about 1.7 million. The commission also set a March 8th start date for the commercial season, which stays open through November 15th. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.